Welcome to Fit Project Radio, Central Florida, coming to you live right here on ESPN 580 Orlando. Fit Project Radio was designed for you, Central Florida, to answer any and all of your questions in the worlds of health, wellness, fitness, athletics, and nutrition. Fit Project Radio is very proud to announce our newest title sponsor. Fit Project Radio is now powered by Gym Source. Guys, ladies and gentlemen of Central Florida, for any and all of your health and fitness needs in regards to equipment for your home, your office, or even your own gym, be sure to go to gymsource.com and get any and all of your equipment from them, and make sure you tell them that you heard about them on Fit Project Radio. So big thank you to Gym Source, because right now Fit Project Radio is powered by Gym Source. So welcome back, Central Florida. They let us back on the air once again, and I am always proud to introduce and announce our co-host, Mr. 407 himself, Central Florida's own Mr. Adam Lowry. Good morning, Adam. How are you, man?
Wonderful as always. How are you, Brett?
Doing fantastic as always. What another incredible week, another exciting week here on Fit Project Radio. You know, getting some great new big news. We are going to be expanding the empire, as you know, Adam. But now this is news for everyone that's listening here, all of our fans and followers on Fit Project Radio, not just here in Central Florida, but in Southwest Florida as well, and on fitprojectradio.com with our social media and everything. But we are going to be expanding to the Miami market here this summer.
Welcome to Miami.
Welcome to Miami, man. So we're going to be covering the 239, the 407, the 305, man. We are going to be all over the place. And I cannot thank you all enough. So big, big, big shout out to Central Florida. Thank you guys for all of your love and support being out here for the first month on Cox Media with ESPN 580 Orlando. So we are going to jump into, well, I got to ask, Adam, how was your last week, man?
Oh, my last weekend was good, man. It was Memorial Day weekend. It was sunny and beautiful. I was down in Sarasota, and, you know, I posted a video on my Facebook that actually got a couple thousand views right off the bat, but I was walking on the Sarasota beach, man, and there was just trash everywhere. There was litter everywhere, and, you know, I took a video of it, and Sarasota local news picked up on it. And then they ran a story that following day about tourists leaving the trash and the issues, and local people even, you know, just people leaving the trash, that they were having teams having to come out and clean up the beaches.
That's good, because I actually saw that on not just your Facebook, but didn't you post that to the Cognitive Rampage as well?
Yeah, I posted it once you launch it on one thing on social media, right? It goes to all of them. So
yeah, it goes to all of it.
Yeah, but I spent the birthday down there with family, man. Got to see grandma, hung out with mom a little while, man, and had a good time. Took the family to the beach early. The secret to everyone, if you're a Florida native, you know this, and I'm a born and raised Florida native and central Floridian. But the trick is, when you go to the beach, is to go early. You go before the sun just peaks over the top. That way you can park safely, you can pick a spot on the beach, and you get the good sun. You get that cool breeze morning sun. Then about noon, when it's flooded, you're leaving. And you're not fighting for parking spaces, and you're going home to have a nice lunch.
You're exactly right, man. Dude, that's what I do, especially with my daughter. Whenever we go down to the beach, you know, we try to get there as early as possible just to be – it's just a different vibe, you know. It just seems so fresh and so clean, and the air seems so much more crisp. You know, the water's a little bluer, you know. It is so much better. But, yeah, man, so a belated happy birthday. You know, definitely want to shout that out live on the air here. And I'm glad you had a great time. And, yeah – you know, Central Florida, whether you go to the beach or you go to the parks here in the Orlando area, or, you know, Daytona Beach, Cocoa Beach, you know, whatever you bring to the beach, make sure you're bringing it all back. You know, we got to keep our environment clean, you know, because, again, a lot of the stuff that we do here on Fit Project Radio, you know, yeah, we take you into the gyms, into the different fitness centers and communities. But one of the other big things that we have a lot of fan base on are outdoor activities. You know, those 5Ks, those triathlons, just, you know, just taking the family outside and enjoying Mother Nature, that active lifestyle mentality. You know, take care of it, you know, I mean, because it's, you know, it's a gift, you know, it really truly is. And sometimes we take it for granted. So make sure whatever you bring to the park, to the beaches, you make sure you take that home as well. So, you know, Adam, I'm glad you brought that up to make sure that we take care of our very own Mother Nature, because we only have one.
Yeah, that's right, man. I posted there, and I guess I'll say it here, that look, if you're leaving trash at the beach, then maybe you should stay too.
That's a good point. Well, Adam, this is a great way to be able to bring us right into the Fit Project Radio Reports we bring to you every Sunday morning right here on ESPN 580 Orlando. So, you know, as we were trying to review for the show this week for the Central Florida area, you know, I felt like we've been neglecting the females. You know, a lot of the stuff we've been talking about has been very male dominated, and you know, about building muscle, you know, the MMA, the bodybuilding, all that stuff. You know, and I got to tell you, you know,
I don't know.
We got to show love to the females here.
I don't know, man. I think the females are taking over MMA. And when I was at Europa, let me tell you, it was female dominated. So I don't know, man. I think some guys really got to run for their money in both areas. I know a couple females out there that could really hurt a couple males inside the cage.
Well, so this is going to be a show that's going to be in many ways dedicated to the females, because we get a lot of wonderful feedback from the ladies of Central Florida. So thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do ever want to reach out to us, please make sure you contact us via email at fitprojectradio@gmail.com. Or you can always look us up on social media, Facebook, Instagram, you know, look up Fit Project Radio and you'll find us out there. So, always, we love the communication, and you always get a reply back from us. So, you know, one of the things, that, and this is what was brought up.
Brett, you're very right though about one point that we can't change. Now, it's very controversial in the news right now, but men and women are different biologically. That's just the way it is. We're even structured different. Framework, shoulder placements, and hips. I mean, so we can do certain things. We can do things similarly. We can add things similarly. But just like you're saying, man, women are very different biomechanically and biologically.
You're exactly right. So actually, perfect segue into the health report. And this health report is going to be actually brought to you for the ladies. So ladies, you know, there's a lot of things about wanting to, as Adam was mentioning, you know, it's very different for women and men to train, you know, in similar ways. You know, again, we're built different, and that's the beauty of the human body. That's what I absolutely love about the human body. And one of the things here to help with female health and fitness is actually testing your posture. And actually, this is a great way to kind of jump in on this, to be able to stand up straight. And you know, again, we're going to be technical here. So, you know, and again, you know, we're all adults, and we, you know, we're all able to connect on that level for the most part. But in regards to women, testing your posture. So as we all know, you know, women have breast tissues on the front of their chest. Okay. These are, you know, fatty tissues that are, you know, on top of the muscle that are designed to feed our children. The thing about the difference of the human body is they come in different shapes and sizes. So with all the different shapes and sizes out there, it adds weight. And as it adds weight, it will bow the female frame forward, okay? Concave the chest a little bit because, you know, they're trying to support this added weight and structure. So ladies, be sure that you try to constantly check your posture, okay? One of the ways to do that is to build a stronger back. So as you guys are working out in the gym or at home or wherever you guys, you know, have your fitness routines, be sure to always bring those shoulders back by squeezing the shoulder blades, strengthening the scapular area, or, you know, again, the shoulder blades, be able to make the rhomboids and the rear deltoids very, very strong, as well as, again, those scapular muscles. So a strong back for a woman is very, very, very important. So exercises like this are seated rows, lat pull downs, even deadlifts are a great way to strengthen the back so that it can kind of counterbalance all the fatty tissues that make up the breasts for the female form. So ladies, make sure you check your posture.
Yeah. You know, to add to that, Brett, you know, functional patterns, we've talked to Naudi before. He'll come on the show eventually, but you know, he talks about posture being relative to people's healthiness, how they live. So you could meet someone and basically by their posture, be able to tell from, you know, what it is. And I heard a little tip. Now, I don't think this is from Naudi or functional patterns, but I wish I could give credit, but if they're doing all the back workouts like you're saying, which are great, your back will also be tired when you're sitting. And so just a little tip he gave, or not he gave, but I want to be able to give it credit, buddy, maybe on the show notes. But anyway, when you're sitting, instead of trying to focus on flexing the middle of the back to poke the chest out, which can cramp it up, and because it's, you know, you've been working it really hard, is what you do is focus on just pushing your belly button forward with your hips. And it makes a better rotation underneath without flexing the back muscles. Just a little tip after you're done doing all that back working out.
That's actually very cool. So again, pushing the belly button forward
with your hips.
That will actually rotate the hips. That aligns the spine. That brings the shoulders back and the chest comes up. Man, that's brilliant, man. Big shout out to Naudi Aguilar, man. Good tip, man. I love that. So now working on the outside of the body, protecting the skin. Now, ladies, it's a gift from God. Women have softer skin than men. For the most part. I'll tell you,
hey,
women have way softer skin than I do.
Hey, hey, speak for yourself, buddy.
All right, hey. Well, So in protecting the skin, as Adam said, I guess he has soft skin like a lady. Again, make sure keeping your skin moisturized. Now, as we've gone over before, the human skin is the largest living organ of the human body. It does. It covers from literally head to toe, and it is our number one source of protection of the entire human body. So make sure you keep it hydrated, and that's by drinking plenty of water, bringing hydration into your system, but also make sure you regularly use a hydrating lotion that can cover, again, from head to toe. So, and what this will do is it'll prevent the skin from cracking. And as the skin cracks, it does allow bacteria and disease to enter the body from the epidermal or the skin layers on top of the body. So ladies, to keep your skin hydrated, make sure you apply plenty of lotion to the outside of your skin, but also remain hydrated, getting H2O as well as those important electrolytes in your system, in your skin, so that it stays soft and smooth. The next one is actually also making sure that you find the right doctor. Now, this was actually a very interesting fact that I saw, that many, many women, when they are polled on their doctors, whether it's their general practitioner, their gynecologist, whatever, they don't really have a good relationship with the doctor. They just go because. And the reason of the because is because it was referred by somebody else, but they really don't have a strong relationship with their physician. And that's one thing that I feel needs to be one of the strongest relationships outside of your own personal one, is one with your doctor.
Well, yeah, I'm not sure what it's like, though, to talk about fishing while my legs are in the air.
Well, again, creating those relationships with your doctor is one, again, beyond the gynecological one or the OBGYN or the general practitioner. It's actually trying to find one that you truly are comfortable with. So if there's ever a time that you're with, your physician of any kind, and there is, it just doesn't feel right. Again, make sure that you shop around, because just because one doctor works for one person doesn't mean they work for them all. And there's a lot of amazing physicians through the Orlando health system there in Central Florida.
Outside of the jokes of it, man, the truth is when you find that relationship, you got to hold on to it and build it. But the influence of it actually can have a huge impact on your health over time, because hopefully they are on your insurance plan if you have insurance. I know that becomes a difficult part. But anyway, if you do develop the relationship, you can begin to work preventative medical care for yourself, because over time the doctor knows you can get labs, he can understand them, check your files, and over time you can even begin to implement preventative medical strategies.
You're exactly right. So make sure that you are comfortable with your doctor, and if you're not, ladies, and it's not a problem to try to find one that you are very, very comfortable with.
And don't lie. If the doctor asks you something,
don't ever keep anything back from your physician, ever. And if you do have questions, ask them right then and there, and make sure that your doctor gives you an answer that's beyond satisfactory so that you understand what's going on with your own body.
Yeah, and just a lot, another one. I hear it a lot, actually, man, when I'm working mental training with people, is they get scared, especially an older generation, they get scared to tell their doctor that maybe they've used a substance or something like that. And they are afraid of maybe legal implications. So I just want everybody to know that when you tell a doctor what you've been using or something, that there's no legal implication there.
And that's actually a really great point, Adam. Never, ever, ever hesitate to tell your physician, your medical professional, everything. You have to be 100% honest to them so they can give you 100% of an accurate accurate diagnosis to you if need be. So the last two things, ladies, on the health report, again, Fit Project Radio, powered by Gym Source. Make sure that when you do work out, you work out properly. Now again, you know, what is properly? Well, that has a variety of different of definitions. So ladies, never be ashamed to, like we were talking about, asking questions at your doctor's office. Ask questions at the gym. Ask questions at your, you know, at your fitness facility that you're at. So whether it's, again, you know, yoga, whether you're training for a triathlon, you're just trying to lift weights or just be active, ask questions. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. And in all honesty, ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions about your health and fitness, email us, fitprojectradio@gmail.com. I'll be more than happy to research your question or answer it personally, you know, on the fitness end, you know, and of course, we're going to get into the wellness report here in a minute. So if you have any psychological or mental questions, be sure to email us at Fit Project Radio and, you know, and Adam will be able to answer that as well. So working out properly, again, whatever your specific goals are, we've told you before, write them down. That way they're tangible, they're visible. And then with these goals written down, figure out exactly what you need to do to achieve these goals. And again, make sure you do it properly. So by asking questions, you are able to create a workout program that works best for you and make sure that you are working out, being physical properly. And the last and final thing is, ladies, take time for yourself. So you know, all of you guys out there, you know, all the moms, girlfriends, wives, sisters, aunts, make sure you guys take time for yourselves. Make sure you are able to dedicate, you know, definitely a couple days per month where you guys can just stop, reflect back on your own life, understand that you need to take care of you first before you can take care of the rest of the world. So, you know, make sure, you know, take advantage of getting a massage, get your nails done, you know, maybe even create a meal specifically for you. And again, just take time for yourself, because like we were talking about, we're going to get into this in the wellness report, by taking care of you, that's the best way you can take care of the rest of the world. So, you know, that was the health report. And again, this is Fit Project Radio powered by Gym Source. Go to gymsource.com. Again, you're looking for that equipment, you're looking to upgrade your life, be sure to check out Gym Source and gymsource.com. So we're going to go now jumping right into the wellness report. So guys, as you know, the wellness report is designed for the internal health, the mental health. And this is brought to you by the Cognitive Rampage, available right now on Amazon.com. Every week we tell you about how amazing this book is, written by our very own Adam Lowry. So make sure you go to Amazon.com, look up the Cognitive Rampage, and be sure to order this book. It's absolutely fantastic. So the wellness report, my man, Adam Lowry. So here we go. As we were just talking about how it's so important to take care of you, because there are so many ladies out there that their main focus in life is their family, right? Or other people, you know, and so many women, and again, this isn't a sexist thing, but a lot of women define who they are, just like how athletes, you know, define who they are by their wins and losses, which they shouldn't do. Many, many ladies out there define themselves, you know, by their family, you know, by other elements. So for ladies out there, what are some great ways for women to kind of get in touch with their own feminine side? You get what I'm saying? Is like, what are good ways for women? Because again, men and women, completely different. We're wired differently. If you had a female client in and she just feels like she's lost, what are great ways for ladies to get in tune with themselves?
Oh, well, I'm going to have to bring the genders together actually on this one, because, you know, a lot of times you see advertisements for the outdoors geared toward men, and you're starting to see it sway a little bit, but I think a lot of women, I'm going to go on a limb. It's irrational to say every woman for sure, but you know, most women and men, I would urge you, like I do in my book, to find a primal activity, to find nature, because we're all from there, men and women. This is where we come from. This is where we return to. So I think in our day-to-day shuffle, I think we can also, I understand as a father, finding reward in the sacrifice, but that's not really reward, because sacrificing yourself is not what your children would want you to do, or your spouse, hopefully, or even if you're single, your kids. So like Brett said, it's important to take care of yourself to take care of the family. Now, this doesn't mean that you do it in this off right, leave me alone, it's my time way. That's not how you structure it. I would urge you even to share these primal activities with your family. But I would encourage you to have one that's yours, something that is your own outdoors. Now, you can get as primal as you want to be, because for some people, a simple walk in the park, that's primal. That's nature. For others, it's getting deep into the woods or off into the salt water. And even if you just visit the beach, I'll give you a little side note here on this, that when you're breathing the salt water, you ever wondered why you may long for the beach or why you long to be next to it? Well, the sodium that's in the air from the salt water that you're breathing, that's coming on your skin, that Brett talked about in the beginning, absorbs this sodium. There's nutrients in the air. You breathe this differently. That's why swimming and taking a saltwater bath, if you will, it becomes anti-inflammatory. It's a lot of positive things. So there's a little biological reason why you like the beach. So I would urge people, you know, I say the beach because I'm in Central Florida. That's where we live, and that's easy to get to. So find your primal activity, return there, and you can really find yourself and find some new ideas and think through things there, man.
And that's Adam, I couldn't agree with you more, you know. And again, this is, you know, this is great information for, you know, for our beautiful female listener base, but I mean, that's good for everybody as well. But you know, ladies, you know, be sure that you do take care of yourself before really wanting to take care of, you know, anybody else. Because again, you know, people say, oh, I always have to put my kids first. Trust me, I put my daughter first before anything as well. But what good am I to her if I'm not at 100%, you know? Do you really honestly want to give your family only 80%, 70%, 90%? No, 100 to 110% of your time. So be sure to get back to nature, get to your primal. And Adam, man, that's absolutely perfect, man. Beautiful, beautiful way of putting that out there.
And remember, just like you said, that parents at a younger age, before the teen years and younger, the way you actually are teaching your children, it's not with your words like you'd think. If you can't give a 9-year-old some intellectual lecture, it's not their fault. They can't grasp these things yet. Their mind has not developed. So trying to reason with a 4-year-old, these are not the best methods quite. Now, talking to them is a definite. But if you can understand that, you know, that the most important thing that they learn, the how they learn, the number one ingredient is what you model. They are monkey see, monkey do. So they're watching behaviors, reactions, how you respond to life situations. They will just simply mimic that. So if you live the life of sacrifice, well, you're teaching your children to do the same.
Again, that's awesome, man. Awesome, awesome, awesome. I love the wellness report. So guys, as always, brought to you by the Cognitive Rampage. If you want to learn more about the inner workings of the human mind, because the mind controls the body, go to Amazon.com, look up the Cognitive Rampage, and start your journey now. So big thank you to Adam Lowry for the wellness report. Now, going into the fitness report, again, the fitness report here on Fit Project Radio, powered by Gym Source. You know, again, these reports are going to be for the ladies. And ladies, you know, what are great ways? Because our biggest question is, you know, and again, it's a typical one that comes up over and over and over again is, you know, ladies that want to lose weight, okay? It's not necessarily building muscle, but they just want to lose weight. And I'll tell you, the number one way, and I'll say this every single day if I have to, the number one way to decrease body fat, which is what people, you know, they translate weight to how much fat they have, but which again is not a good way to look at it. But the number one way to decrease body fat is to gain lean muscle mass. So make sure that you are working out, you're wanting to build muscle. But on the flip side, the thing that's always going to trouble people is muscle per volume. Muscle does weigh more than fat, but not necessarily that weighs more than fat. It's just much more dense. So if you're trying to fill a square inch of fat or a square inch of muscle, the muscle will technically weigh more simply because it is a lot more dense. Now, when it comes to this, when you do start, ladies, decide to start working out and try to get back into the gym, be sure that you do it gradually. You're not wanting to go in for that full hour-long workout right out of the gate. Make sure that you go in nice and slow. Be able to create this routine on your own terms. Another great tip is when you're doing this, don't do it alone. Make sure that you get a friend to work out with you and that they have very similar goals. So making sure that you're able to work out together and actually do it gradually on your own time and terms, you'll find more success. Also, weight is a big, big, big deal when it comes to checking out your level of health and fitness. Now, that should not be your only gauge, but it should be something that you need to keep tabs on. So as you check your weight, jump on the scale, find out what your weight is. Do not jump back on that scale for another 2 weeks. Put it in the closet, bury it under clothes, whatever you need to do. Get it out of your sight for at least 2 weeks. Technically, what I suggest is, weighing yourself once a month. But 2 weeks is sometimes a great way if you're really trying to check your progress on your weight, ladies. Now, when you do notice a change, reward yourself. This is a great psychological tip, Adam, also, that once you do achieve a goal, it's okay to reward yourself. Now, I'm not talking about food necessarily, but Adam was saying, maybe you can go to a movie by yourself, go to the beach, give yourself a reward for achieving your goal, So if your goal was to lose 5 pounds and you lost those 5 pounds, well, you don't want to put them back on by eating an entire birthday cake. But at least reward yourself by taking some time, go alone, run to the beach, watch a sunset, and again, reward yourself for your change. And then the last tip here on the Fitness Report, brought to you by Gym Source, is take a day off from exercising once a week. This is known as your, and I'm using the quotation fingers, your rest day. And with your rest day, that is where you just... Well, you don't want to necessarily do just nothing, but you want to purposely allow your body to heal because your body will grow and improve during rest periods.
And you know what I would suggest? If you're going to take a day of rest, I would suggest taking a day of practicing meditation. And Headspace is a great
point.
Yeah, I suggested the app with you. You've been using it. I use it. And this is not a sponsor. I promise you that. Not yet anyway, but... Headspace is a great app to start with, but it's a 10-day challenge. So when you're off, challenge yourself to be off, including work too.
That's what you and I have the hardest time is trying not to work. But we love what we do. We love helping people and being a part of all this. So yeah, be sure you take a day off. So the Fitness Report, again, brought to you by Gym Source, Fit Project Radio's title sponsor. Yeah. What's up, Adam?
One more tip. I was thinking when you were talking about the scale, and yeah. Give yourself a reward.
Sure.
Here's a reward that may be left field, but it's very cognitive rampage approach of me. Go into the closet or wherever the scale is and throw it away as your reward. And then from there, continue with your life. And then think about if this next week or two, I want you to write down as long as start when you start thinking about how much you weigh in the number of the scale. Clock that down. Then how long until you stop thinking about it? Clock that down. Add up how much time in the day that you spend thinking about that and see if you can replace that with meditation.
Oh, that's interesting. That's an interesting way of trying to, kind of manipulate the situation, man. That's good. I like that. You know what? Ladies, give it a try. Let us know how you do with it. So now, typically, Adam, we go into the athletic report, but, when we had, Memorial Day weekend last weekend, man, it's just like everything turns off. So, you know, as of right now, coming up into the next weekend of June, you know, of June, what is this, June 11th is next weekend? Man, there's nothing going on. Central Florida, you know, come on, connect with us. Let us know what's going on in your neck of the woods, from Daytona Beach, Cocoa Beach, you know, Orlando area, Winter Park, the whole Central Florida area. Let us know what you have going on in regards to races, rides, competitions, events. We'll promote it. We want to let Central Florida know what it has going on in its own backyard.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be at a event in Daytona Beach on the 18th after the workshop. You know, we're throwing a workshop at Fusion XL Performance where you're guest speaking and I'm talking. It's a First Cognitive Rampage workshop, but that night,
yeah,
in Daytona Beach, as always, at a Breakthrough MMA event. So I'll be there. So Central Florida, send me stuff, man. Send it to fitprojectradio@gmail.com. I got a bunch of stuff that's coming up. But, you know, Brett, after the Memorial Day weekend, I think everybody just kind of takes a break like we've been talking about, right?
This is a perfect time to take that break, take a step back, you know, enjoy your life a little bit more, you know, be more active, going outside, enjoying the family. It's summertime. Yeah, it's hot out, but I'll tell you what, Adam, I'd much rather be hot than cold, man. I'm not complaining right now.
No, not at all, man. And congratulations, too, to all those seniors in high school that are graduating here and becoming little mini adults in their own way. And hopefully you carry whatever your FIT project was in high school on into your little mini adulthood here where the government's lied to you that you're an adult. But, you know, congratulations, though, to y'all graduating high school and getting through being processed.
Congratulations to all graduating seniors of the 2016 class here in Central Florida. Good call, Adam. Now, jumping into the nutrition report. The nutrition report brought to you by strength.com. Strength.com. Adam, I love this company, and I'll tell you why, because I go to strength.com about once every 2 to 3 weeks, and not only is everything like severely discounted, but it's also, if you like, I use my own coupon. So I go there, I order my supplements, I go to I go to the coupon code FPR, and I get an additional 10% off. So honestly, I spent $130 in supplements, and I got it for $74, man. It was awesome. I loved it. Got my protein, my BCAAs, my multivitamins. It was
so
cheaper.
It sounds like you have supplement insurance.
It's almost like supplement insurance, man. So Central Florida, go to strength.com, get your supplements, type in the coupon code FPR, get an additional 10% off.
Hey, man, so now, I thought that was funnier than we gave it credit for, because, you know, they offer supplemental insurance already.
Oh, geez. Oh, the actual supplemental insurance. Dun-dun-dun. Oh, he'll be here all week, ladies and gentlemen. Gosh, man. All right.
That the dumb part?
I'm about ready to turn your microphone off. Hey, man. So going into the nutrition report here, brought to you by strength.com. So one of the big questions we got was actually from Johanna, there in Winter Park, about what is my opinion, Brett, what's your opinion or Fit Project Radio's opinion on cleansing diets? Cleansing diets. You know what? And you got me thinking, Johanna. So thank you for that there in Winter Park. Cleansing diets. Now, what are cleansing diets? Cleansing diets are, you know, people think it's solely for weight loss, but that is actually not the fact. Guys, what cleansing diets are, and again, this is for men and women. If you're doing a cleansing diet, it is actually detoxifying yourself. It's not necessarily that you're trying to like lose weight or, you know, or actually, you know, you're going to be losing a whole ton of fat. You're actually doing a quote unquote spring cleaning of your internal system. So this is actually cleaning out the organs and the plumbing, if you will, of the human body. So it's actually detoxifying, and you'll find that actually what's going to happen is you're going to go to the bathroom a lot on both ends, number one and number two. So that's when you're truly doing a cleansing, detoxifying diet, is you will be utilizing the restroom much more. And what's going to happen is actually you're going to find that when you actually do go to the bathroom, it comes out a lot easier. Let's just put it that way. And the urine that you expel is actually much more clear. So that's, again, that's how you actually judge your internal system. Since we can't see it, it's what's coming out. So ways to do that actually is obviously drinking tons and tons and tons of water. I mean, that's one thing. That's kind of a Captain Obvious thing. But, you know, what are good foods to help with this? And this was actually part of Johanna's question, or what are good foods to help with a cleansing diet? So actually supplementing yourself with vitamins and minerals. So actually going to, whether it's strength.com or to your local health food store, and making sure that you are getting plenty of your multivitamins, getting your iron, getting your vitamin C to help with your immune system, getting your vitamin D to help protect with, your skin, vitamin E as well. And then also, what else was a good one there? We had iron, vitamin C, vitamin D. Oh, vitamin B for energy. Okay, your B vitamins for energy, because you will become a little tired during this time in the beginning, because typically detoxifying diets last anywhere from 3 to 7 days. You should not, and I repeat, should not ever do a cleansing diet for more than 7 days. This is my opinion, but it's also proven that anything past 7 days, your body will start actually going into a survival mode, where it will technically almost shut down, and all the hard work you're putting in will be for nothing, because you'll hit a plateau. Now, a great way to do this, again, is by drinking plenty of water, getting your vitamins in, and then also going back to, as Adam was putting in the wellness report, get back to nature. Eating, focusing on your fruits and vegetables, okay, is a great way. And again, this is stuff that you're getting at your all natural stores, and make sure you're getting the all natural, no hormones, no GMOs, but your fruits and vegetables. Spinach is a great way, good source of iron. Making sure you're getting in your fruits, your bananas. I love apples on this diet. Making sure, but again, your most of your fruits that have a lot of high concentrated vitamin C, with your oranges, pineapples, grapefruits, they do have higher amounts of sugar. So be very, very careful with that. And again, carrots, cucumber, and a fun fact here. Here's an actual fun fact, Adam. Did you know that when you eat celery, you're burning more calories than you're taking in? So if you eat a stalk of celery, that contains around 2 to 4 calories, depending on the size. But while you're chewing, you're actually burning anywhere between 6 to 10 calories just by chewing that celery. And that's kind of cool.
It is. And I'll add something to that, that actually the nutrients that you actually get from celery are things that your body needs. So although you may be burning the calories, I recommend, like I do, I put about 2 stalks of celery in my shake every morning, just because there's certain nutrients in the celery that are still necessary.
Yeah. And again, it's a great source of hydration, because it's mostly water. So guys, when you do your cleansing, make sure, again, you're doing it for around 3 to 5 days, no more than 7, and make sure that you are going back to nature, getting your fruits and vegetables in, drinking plenty of water, and make sure you're also getting your vitamins. This will detoxify. You'll feel a new surge of energy. You'll feel cleaner. Your body will just operate so much better. So I am a big fan of those cleansing diet routines.
Yeah, I'll add a couple, 3, if you don't mind, man. I'm on a roll today, man. You're just bringing up so many good points that I just have to build on them and add to them. That, you know, what I do is I've been doing a lot of research over the last few years into certain variations of diets and explanations, ways of eating. And as I've explored them all, I've tried a bunch of different styles and picked from different things that I like to do, different behaviors, even different foods, right? So what I've worked into a portion is I work in fasting. And fasting is something that I work in based off of a 5-2 diet experience that I went through. It's something Jimmy Kimmel has made famous, but I don't do it according to any rule, except the fact that I do it once to twice a week, and I'll only take in about 500 calories on those days and keep my water flowing. And with those days, you can really burn off excess fat. You can control hunger, your metabolism. It's really good for you. There's a lot of things. And detoxing is one of those things that can happen. And now, two, we talked about the skin. It keeps coming up, man. That's why I'm writing all these notes down when you're talking. Is Dr. Rhonda Patrick has proven that vitamin D in the sun has such a major effect on mood, our health, our gut, everything. It's magical, really. So when you get in the sun, I'm not going to tell you to not wear or to wear sunscreen, okay? There's a lot of debate out there, okay? You got to make your own decision. But what I will tell you is you may want to try for the first 5 or 10 minutes based on your skin type is just be in the sun on all sides for that little bit of time, 5 minutes, 10 minutes maybe. And then you'll develop a sweat, and that sweat immediately will also detox you.
That's right. And those the good point of fasting too. And again, we'll kind of wrap up the nutrition report with the fasting. It is good to do. And I do agree with you on that. However, as Adam said, you do need to make sure that it's not true fasting and that you are actually getting some calories in your system. Okay, 500 is typically a good number. So it's a good point, Adam. But again, when it comes to fasting, that does not mean starve yourself, because again, that will be 100% counterproductive. Your body goes into survival mode, and you honestly, you're doing more harm than good. So make sure you are getting a little bit of caloric intake in there, but you're limiting it so your body truly does burn off way more than it's taking in.
Yeah, man. You know, in the nutrition world, if you will, won a battle with nutrition FDA and labeling now, is now on labels, products have to include the percentage of sugar to the daily diet that's included. So what they've now put out, and Dr. Rhonda Patrick has helped promote as well again, is the daily intake of sugar, my friend, you ready for this, is supposed to be 25 grams a day.
It seems like a lot.
Yeah, well, that's very, I mean, when you look at how many grams are in one Coke.
Oh, yeah, there's a ton. There's 35 grams in 35 to 48 grams in different cola products.
Now, think about it. You're supposed to have 25 grams intake a day. Think of the sugar intake that we consume. And so that sugar intake, man, that's what can poison your body. There's mixed evidence out there, right? Now, there's a great documentary out, man, called Sugar Coated. I suggest people watch. But anyway, the sugar and the nutrition world, they want it. So at least now they have to put a daily percentage on the label about sugar.
Man, that's, dude, I love it, man. I absolutely love the knowledge. So, guys, that was the Nutrition Report brought to you by Strength.com. Go to Strength.com for the lowest prices in all of your supplements. It gets shipped right to your door. Type in the coupon code FPR when you check out and get an extra 10% off their already low prices. So, guys, we are going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to have some incredible interviews brought to you by our very own Mr. Adam Lowry, Central Florida's own Mr. 407. So, guys, enjoy the commercial break. This is Fit Project Radio powered by Gym Source. And we'll be back right here on ESPN 580 Orlando.
This is Adam Lowry coming to you live at the ribbon cutting ceremony for Fusion XL Performance. And I got to tell you, it's been a great day for me, fellas, to watch a dream like this come true. And I'm going to get, damn, I got a little misty there, man. I do. That stuff moves me, and it always has. And I've known a lot of you for a long time. And high school we go back? Some yep. Further, maybe? I don't know. But to watch three friends like you guys, all from three different fields too, which is so neat. It's not like you're all MMA guys or fitness guys or boxing guys, right?
Right.
And you guys pulled it together, and today you cut the ribbon. Is that the idea that was the name behind Fusion?
Exactly.
Yes.
That was the name behind Fusion, is you got three different components in the fitness industry coming together, you know? And so, you know, mine being from a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu background, track and field and fitness background, to JT being in a boxing background and fitness background, and Edwin coming from all multitudes of background, where he, you know, martial arts, boxing, speed, agility, and fitness. I mean, so we all well-rounded in every situation.
So that was the fusion. Who birthed the fusion name?
All of us.
All of us. We sat down on the table and decided. Yeah.
You know how hard
the
that
fusion,
is?
The Fusion XL name we birthed, but Edwin had a Fusion Fitness and Sports Training before that.
Okay.
That he branded before, and we loved the Fusion part, and then to XL, and then the first part of the XL was the XL, the kids, right?
Right.
It was our first kind of, with the XL, the kids, Ford, and then, we just kind of built on that, so.
Edwin, how long you been in the game, man? I mean, with a card like that, I'm hearing 18 different initials down here. I mean, so how long you been doing the fitness and training and high-performance training?
I've been training now for 15 years, certified through ACE, life coach certification as well, group trainer as well certified. So I've been in the game quite some time, but, I'm still young at it because I'm learning every day. Every day I'm learning something new. Learning how to, more push your client in a safe way bring out the best in them. And that's the whole purpose of XL. We want our clients to excel and exceed beyond their wildest imaginations. You're not just coming in here just for a great workout, but you're coming here to grow as a human being as well. So it's just not about fitness for us. It's about growth and development on a human level.
Oh, man. And JT, you're kind of known, at least on social media, as this kid, big brother supporter. I mean, you're a mentor to the youth, man. I mean, you really are.
Yes.
When and why does the youth touch you like it does?
I mean, from growing up, the way I grew up, being in a foster home, moving from Georgia to Florida, obviously there's more to life than just struggling, and that's been my passion. Me as a kid, it was all on me. I had nobody checking my grades. I had no support, really. So, of course, now the kids that's out there right now, I want to give them that support. I want them to feel like there's always somebody there for them, no matter what. So I'm going to give them my all to each and every one of them.
And you do. I mean, you got some top-trained kids under you, ranked kids.
Oh, yeah, ranked. Yeah, oh, yeah, we do some work.
Who was the two kids you had here doing a demo?
Gabriel Montgomery, ranked number 3 in the world right now, getting ready to fight Junior Olympics and Nationals in Dallas, Texas, June 26th. Eli Rios just came in from New York, one of the new kids that I just got, but he has 35 amateur fights already. And a couple coaches already told him about me, so he came to me and, trying to make him work.
I don't want to fight those kids. I would stay away from those kids, man. Those hands, I think they would probably hit me 30 times before I knew to breathe in.
Steve.
So who out of you three was the one that went the very first time, whoever it was, because somebody had to say it first. Who was the first one that went, fellas, we should do something?
JT.
Yeah. Really? JT?
Before he even said something, his action spoke. Me and him, JT, we were at a gym called SWAT together. And one day, JT just got up and just, yo, I'm out. I'm doing my own thing. And I was so mad at him at the time because he kind of just left me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, but.
Did he cut you off for a while?
I cut him off for about a year.
Holy, that's a long time.
Yeah, and before that, he cornered every one of my fights, and I had one fight that he didn't corner during that period because I was mad at him. But I get it now why he did it, because it's so awful, man, and weak to be looking over your shoulders and have someone else, to depend on someone else to make something that work that you want to have work. And so, it didn't take till I was ready to do my own thing to understand that. You know what I mean, he quit his job. He quit it. He was working for an engineering company, PSI. Getting paid good, and he quit that to leave for nothing and start a business. And now
sounded like that inspired you.
Now he's a full fledged entrepreneur now. So
I can't help but think about what was that year like without one of your men in the corner.
It was kind of, I had worked with other guys and I kind of just made it work. But when I fought, it didn't feel the same. It definitely didn't feel the same. And whether I won or lost, I just remember that feeling didn't feel the same, So it's all good, though.
So,
but, you're not true friends unless you go through ups and downs, too. You know what I mean? If it's all cake all the time, it's not good. And that goes with family and everything, too, so.
Sure. Well, tell me about some of the rough parts about the growing pains of this? Because you just cut the ribbon today, but you've been open with some training, doing some things. So walk me into one of those moments, if you guys will. What was the one of the trenches, one of the tough parts that has made it hard?
Getting started with Fusion, building Fusion.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Where do we start? I mean, obviously, any business that you open is going to have these obstacles. But I mean, we came through as a team, and it didn't.
All right, what
no
was it? What, somebody's got to tell me something. What was the biggest, the hardest disagreement, the toughest thing to work out between three personalities? Well, I think I just said it, maybe.
Well, I think the biggest thing that is the hardest for us three is that we have so much respect for each other, right? And we all leaders, but we all kind of digress back, looking for somebody to step up and say, hey, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, you know? But it's just, that's been the hardest thing for this whole process. It's just that, you know, we digress, and then somebody say, hey, well, I'm doing it, you know? And that's the beauty of the Fusion, you know, because it's tension but no tension. You understand that?
That is what Fusion is.
That's what Fusion is. So it's tension but no tension. And the only tension is that we digress.
Yeah.
That's it. Because our profound respect for each other.
What a totally different perspective you give me, man. Because I'm sitting here looking for, like, why we'd argue, why we wouldn't get along, right? And it's funny that you actually realize the reason that things become tough is because you all actually respect each other so much that no one will grab the lead.
Right.
Yeah, we click on a whole nother level.
Yeah.
You know, that's definitely good.
But we went through a couple of stressful times, you know what I mean, during the process, because it was just one thing after another. It was something holding us back. And I could feel the energy with them, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I could feel the energy with them was off because, you know, everything's good now, so.
Yeah, you know. I want to say this. We came here to West Oaks Mall to get the place.
Jumping again.
And then it didn't go through. Right, it was like a process we was going through, and then Julian knew this guy that had a place, and we went over there. So when I seen it, I was like, "Man, how's this gonna work? This just looks too small."
You talking about the guy I met today, Kermit?
No, sir. No, sir.
Okay,
no, sir. No, this is a whole different thing.
Before that,
before that.
Okay, okay.
And I'm like, "Man, it's not gonna work," you know. And you know, I said, "All right, we'll do it," but you know, we got into a little, you know, talk, friendly talk about why we shouldn't do it or why we should do it and how we're going to do this and how we're going to do that. And then, so we all agreed, okay, we're going to do it. And then as soon as Julian got in the car, he got an email or call? He got an email from the West Oaks Mall, said that, hey, y'all got the building.
Yeah. Right, at, like, what's the 5 minutes? Like, right then?
Really close. Yeah, it was weird, yeah.
It was, so I know that we was destined for this right here.
Yeah.
This is our destiny.
Yeah.
This is our destiny. So, you know, this is a very deep story between us three. Yeah. You know, and like how when, you know, JT, he's the originator of putting us all together. And when I met Julian and I seen Julian, I said, "Hey man, why are you not doing your own thing? What are you doing?"
Yeah.
You know, he's like, "Yeah, man, I know. And he said, "Me and you going to do something."
Well, Julian is known as being a humble guy, being somebody that kind of just does his own thing, watches people. He's smooth. Yeah, he's smooth. He does it. It's a right way to do it, man. What was some of the apprehension to break out on your own?
Well, I was just, you know, I would stay where I was. I was at a gym called SWAT previously, and I was loyal to the owner there, who was Jeffrey Montalban. I was loyal to him. And then when, you know, he traded the business off and did this, you know, I didn't feel a need to be there anymore after time. And then I always told Edwin, though, "Let's do it, man." And then every day we have a conversation like, "Yo, let's do it, man. Let's do it. Let's be out." And then we did that for like three or four months until one day I'm like, "Edwin, I ain't coming back here."
Yeah.
Just one day random.
One day random, I was like, "Yo, I ain't coming back tomorrow."
Yeah.
And I did.
Like you did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, mine, yeah.
His was the worst, though. Yeah. JT's was like, he called me. He was like, "Yo, I ain't coming back. I'm picking my check." And then
you didn't even, I'm surprised you didn't just text him.
Nah, I mean, no, this is my best. Boy. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Course, so,
I'm
mean, he gave me a call. Yeah.
Yeah, I hit him up. I said, look, just as bad. If you ain't going to fix it, I'm out of here.
I still hear some bitterness.
I know. I got none.
I know, man. He's just messing around.
No, I'm glad he did that. Yeah. I'm glad he did that. And I'm glad Edwin did not like the other spot that we looked at. I'm glad he didn't like that. Even though at the time I was like, damn, man, we're tripping a little bit. I'm so glad now that he didn't, because we would have been out of, you'd have not had this spot popping. Man,
how much of life works that way, though, to where something happens, a friend hurts us, we lose a job, right? Something happens, and in that moment, we're just like, we quit or we're angry, we just don't, right? And, you know, what was that kind of that moment here with this gym, right? As to where you saw there was no coincidence, right? You guys agreed all one day, and you said that was it. And how much of would you apply that idea that when he left a year prior and you had to go through the tough before you realized you had to say no to a spot, right? And he had to actually leave. How much, though, in life or do you apply in this gym every day that comes from the memory now that you have that what felt bad a year ago all of a sudden ended up being something great?
Mm-hmm. No, I think it happens a lot to us, man.
My boy's like, yo, man, why you selling off a white girl, man?
It's wow.
Like,
this is, you know...
I get it.
15 years ago.
Sure, I get it.
And
though.
Then it turned out, you know, it was the first white woman I dated and turned out to be the best woman that I've been
mother of your child now.
Exactly, yeah.
Wow, so. Again, so in your marriage and your gyms, what about you, Edwin? What's something that maybe hit you and maybe for a year you put it on cutoff and then went, wait a minute, anything like that that sparked to you that came across as being terrible?
Well, I mean... this whole process was terrible. I mean, literally, like, I couldn't sleep at night, you know, because I was in a situation where I wasn't happy at, meaning I was at another gym I wasn't happy at, you know, and it felt like work. It felt like work, and I didn't like it.
And that's not why we do what we do,
right?
Right.
That's not why we do what we do. It felt like work, and I didn't like it, you know, and I couldn't wait, you know, to get this done. So in the midst of me going through that over there and then trying to get this here, it was just, you know, I was stressed. I was very stressed.
You know, I like to... I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
But, you know, everything worked out the way it's supposed to work out.
You know, I like to say that uncomfortable is where the change is, and that we have to be willing to go into the unknown, go into the fear, right? Because I think fear is what gives us the chance, right, to take the opportunity. And Kermit... talked to me today, and I thought what you did, Kermit, for Julian and to get set up was probably one of the nicest things and riskiest things I've ever heard another martial arts business owner ever do. And you did it with love. And to kind of bring the story in, if you will, tell us how it happened, what happened. We know that Julian left out of a place and was looking for a place of home base.
Right.
And...
honestly, I didn't even know the situation with Julian. It just kind of, just out of luck, I kind of bumped into him.
I was looking at I was looking at another building next to me.
So again, another story of randomness that's not randomness.
It was not planned. It wasn't like he called me.
Yeah.
I saw him looking for a place.
But I forgot that he even was there, because I even have people I train that train with him. You know what I mean? That send their kids to him. Yeah. And so I know where it was, but I'm like, man, I didn't think of it.
What's the name of your place?
Winter Garden Karate.
Okay.
Yeah, it's in Winter Garden. It's
pretty it's pretty funny. We all parked in front of your building. It was like, who places this?
Yeah. The whole time. And so, you know, Julian was, you had a bunch of offers on the table, right? Or a few places that maybe not open. You weren't sure.
I had to rush into something. And it was like, you know, if I rush in, I really had the funds to rush into it, really. And that's exactly what Kermit was like, yo, man, don't rush into it. You know, save your money, you know, and then boom. And Kermit hooked me up, and I was able to save a lot of money so that when we put everything down for this, it was cake.
That's great, man. And so, obviously, he said what you did was open up your gym. And from a business standpoint, since you're all businessmen, I mean, how many businesses go, I want you to bring your martial arts business into my martial arts business, which you could then leave with my martial arts business, all of it, if you wanted, if it happens, right? And you just put all that to the side, Kermit.
No, yeah. I mean, there's that risk, but honestly, man, even if my students went here, I wouldn't see that as a slap in the face, because I was close with Julian anyways from the beginning. So I wasn't really looking at it like that. I really wasn't.
Wow.
At all.
If you're a real martial arts instructor, you can you know your lower tier of your students, you know anything. So it don't matter where I bring my students or wherever, because they're going to learn. If I tell them they're going to learn from someone, they're going to learn from, you know what I mean? But they're not going to leave me, you know what I mean, for no one.
And
the same with his students. If you're a real martial art instructor and you know how to train your students, then you don't have to worry about nothing like that.
But not only that, it's just, you know, it's trust.
Respect.
You know,
exactly.
And respect.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what this brother here demonstrated in regards to Julian. You know, he trusted him and respected him, you know. And he, like I said, the day he seen Julian, he found out, he said, what are you doing? He said, hey, I'm trying to buy this truck. He said, hey, man, you can come in my place. Just like that. I mean, just like that. You can come in my place and train.
And that doesn't speak to the loyalty of your students and the trust that you have for yours then. So you don't even see the business risk. I mean, that speaks to the kind of martial arts instructor you are, sir. And so does the humbleness that follows response, right? I should expect nothing less, guys. And, you know, if anybody that I know in Orlando or Ocoee, Winter Garden, all these areas, you know, have reasons to be that guy, you guys could be. I mean, let's face it, Technique Boxing Gym out in Claremont, that's the spot. I mean, karate, Winter Garden, where else are you doing karate, right? Now, Fusion have all almost come together here, so if anybody could leave the humble horse, it would be you all. What keeps you on the humble horse?
To me, our people that we train, you know what I'm saying? The joys that they have, I mean, from them advancing to whatever they're learning, you know? It's the skill. If they're losing weight, they didn't lose weight and they're losing weight, you know? Everything in that inspiration and stuff, you know? So I think it's our clients that keep us motivated.
Sure. Kermit, you're here, brother. What keeps you on the humble horse, man? Because you've been on it this whole time.
Yeah. I've been doing it for a long time, too. I mean, but no, I honestly love doing it. I really do. I actually like seeing the kids, seeing them from the level where they're really bad at it, and then get to a level where I have to up my game because they're surpassing me. Like, I like seeing the growth in a student. So I mean, and then I always feel like I'm always learning. This is like one of those businesses that I'll never be like, I'm bored, because you're bored because you're lazy. Yeah. That's how I see it. So the moment I sit down, well, I'm bored or I don't want, then I'm lazy.
Yes.
And I learn stuff from here, and, you know, and I don't know everything. So I mean, that's what I was telling you earlier.
All right,
you know,
like, now you're
jiu-jitsu for
now you're racing the humble horse now, Kermit. Now you're just being way more humble, man.
Yeah,
I love it, dude.
I don't know. Like, I don't know about no horse, but yeah, you know.
I'm sticking with the whole metaphor.
I'm too short. I ain't gonna jump on no horse.
No, that just means you can. That means you can ride it really fast. I think ESPN covers those guys, too. So, man, what keeps you? I'm going to keep with this metaphor. What keeps you on the humble horse, man? How do you stay humbled all day, man, with so many people that you know, love what you guys do?
It could be taken away from you, just like that.
Yeah.
Just like that. The moment you start to take this business for granted, it could be taken away from you. And that's what keeps me humble, you know? And we have some awesome members of our gym, which I like to refer to them as my family, right? They are so awesome. I mean, they was with us in every step of the process. I mean, when they had to train in the park, you know, when they had to train in a 500 square foot space, you know, on top of each other, they done it, you know, and we can't thank them enough. And that's what keeps us going and keeps us humble.
Not a lot of people do that. They'll quit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. They will quit.
They'll go somewhere where it's...
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's convenient or nice and comfy. I mean, I started in the garage. You know, I started in the garage, and I was teaching for 2 years out of a garage.
Yeah.
And I was getting too big for the garage. That's when I realized, like, I should maybe do this for real. I was working two jobs.
You know, and now you do what you love.
I do what I love.
For people you love.
Yeah, I was working Chuck E. Cheese and Best Buy.
And you know? I'm going back where I got a second. You left a cushy job. You left the whole world, man.
Oh, yeah.
To go do that. You know what we call that? That's called living your cognitive rampage, man.
Yeah, man.
You just took off on it, man.
I had to. I mean, I could have stayed in the engineering field and did the inspections and everything. I mean, it was a cool job, but it's not what I love. You know what I'm saying? Me doing what I do now is not a job to me. It's what I wake up and breathe. You know, I was like, this is what I want to do. This is for the rest of my life. This is it. I couldn't see myself doing anything else.
Does anybody here see themselves doing anything else?
No.
Absolutely not.
I think that explains why you're all here.
You know what you want. You know what you're going for. But obviously, there's a whole bunch of obstacles to get to it. You know, it's people you're fighting, the city, you know, and everything else that go along with it. So, but when you finally get it, you just see that smile at the end of the day. Especially when I look at these guys, you know what I'm saying? When I look at them and we look at each other like shaking our head like, yeah, we did that. Yeah, you know, so I mean, if it was easy, everybody would do it.
Isn't that right, man? Yeah, and you guys did it, man. You created a fusion family. I love being around here. I love the energy here. I'm going to definitely be back here, man.
What about that horse, though?
Yeah.
No, I'm going to leave that one for you, Kermit. I'm going to leave that one for you, man. I really am, guys. Thanks for doing the interview, JT, Edwin, and Julian. I appreciate you guys sitting down, man. And Kermit, man, great addition to this, man. I love it, guys. Thank you.
No doubt, man.
Oh, where can everybody look up Fusion and find you all?
Oh, check us out in the West Oaks Mall, 9401 West Colonial Drive, Suite 410. We're located right next to Dillard's. If you want to come and check it out, have some fun, please do come out and show out.
And use the back door, people.
Yes.
You don't have to walk through the mall.
At
Go
all.
Right next to Dillard's. Come right in the back. It's really cool. Opened up. Easy access. So don't think you got to go traipsing through the mall with all your training gear. They got a great back door. Easy access. Great close parking. I love it. You got to come out to Fusion, man. I love being here again. Thank you, guys, man.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And again, Adam Lowry, I'll tell you, man, you are just a master of your craft, man. Thank you so very much for, you know, another great, great, great session of Fit Project Radio right here on ESPN 580 Orlando. So again, Central Florida, from the bottom of our hearts, thank you so very much for all of your love and support. Be sure that you connect with us anytime that you want. You have any questions of any kind in regards to health, wellness, fitness, athletics, or nutrition. Email us right here at Fit Project Radio at fitprojectradio@gmail.com. Look us up on Facebook, which is Fit Project Radio. Instagram, fitproject.radio2015, which is when we were established. We're on Twitter, Fit Project Radio. Anything you need or want, never hesitate to reach out. So, guys, on behalf of Mr. Adam Lowry and the Cognitive Rampage, this is Brett Richard. On Fit Project Radio, powered by Gym Source, coming to you live every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. We look forward to connecting with you next week right here, Central Florida. Have a wonderful week. Be safe. Be good to each other. This has been Fit Project Radio right here live on ESPN 580 Orlando. And Central Florida, as always, I ask you every week, what is your Fit Project?